بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. وبعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، we thank Almighty Allah for bringing us together again to have yet another class in Tasbir. In our last Tasbir class, we were in Surah Al-Baqarah and we stopped at verse 86. So inshallah ta'ala, we shall continue from verse 87, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ. نعم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب وقفينا من بعده بالرسل وآتينا عيسى ابن مريم البينات وأيدناه بروح القدس. أفكلما جاءكم رسول بما لا تهوى استكبرتم ففريقا كذبتم وفريقا تقتلون. وقالوا قلوبنا غلف بل لعنهم الله بكفرهم فقليلا ما يؤمنون.
We said right from the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah that Surah Al-Baqarah concentrates a lot on talking about the Ahlul Kitab and the Munafiqun and then the believers. From the beginning of the verse of the Surah, we said the Quran, the Surah categorized people into three categories. You have the believers, you have the unbelievers, including the Mushrikun and the Ahlul Kitab, then you have the Munafiqun. In our last class, we were basically discussing about the Ahlul Kitab, alright, the people of the Scripture, particularly the Jews, alright, and that kept on telling us about the character of the Jews. So, in this verse, the verse we are going to be going through today also will still continue along that line, telling us about the character of the Jews. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ. Allah says, indeed, we gave Prophet Musa the book. Okay? The book Allah gave to Prophet Musa is what? It's the At-Tawrah. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ. Indeed, we gave Prophet Musa the book, meaning the Tawrah. Allah says, وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ. And we followed him up with a succession of messengers. Okay? After Musa, series of prophets came. Now, one thing here that I want to draw attention to is this. Many people used to believe that Prophet Isa came immediately after Musa. Because in several places in the Quran, Allah usually mentions Musa and Isa together. And that makes people to have this impression that after Musa was who? Isa. But that's not the case. There were a series of prophets in between Musa and Isa. Okay? That's why Allah is saying, وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِرُسُلٍ. We followed Musa up with a succession of prophets, of messengers. Between Musa and Isa, you have hundreds of years, even of thousands. So in between that period, you have people like Prophet Dawood, Prophet Sulaiman, Prophet Zakaria, Prophet Shamuel, alright, Elias. All these people came before Isa. Do you understand? All these people came before Isa, but they were all from Bani Israel. They were prophets of Allah from among the Jews. Now, each of these prophets, whenever they come, they have their book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala usually reveals to them. Okay, each prophet is usually given a book. However, most of these prophets, virtually all of them that came after Musa, they have their books, but their books only contain admonition. Okay? Their books only contain what? Admonition. Meaning, admonition to encourage them to fear Allah, to worship Allah, to obey Allah's command, to avoid Allah's prohibition, you know, remind them about paradise, remind them about hellfire. Okay? Like for instance, Prophet Dawood was given the book, Zabur, isn't it? Man. So these books contain mainly admonition. But in terms of Islamic, in terms of ruling, okay, halal and haram, they were all judging based on the book of Musa, that is the Torah. Do we understand?
Yes.
So their books contain basically admonition, but in terms of ruling, is it halal or haram, they were all referring to At-Tawrah. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put up in Quran, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, where Allah says, Inna anzalna at-Tawrah fiha hudan.
Inna anzalna at-Tawrah fiha hudan. يحكم بها النبيون الذين أسلموا للذين هادوا والربانيون والأحبار بما استحفظوا من كتاب الله وكانوا عليه شهداء فلا تخشوا الناس واخشوني ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا ومن لم يحكم بما أنزل الله فأولئك هم الكافرون.
We have revealed the Torah. Inna anzalna at-Tawrah. Fiha hudan wa nur. In Torah, there is guidance and there is light. In other words, يَحْكُمُ بِهَا النَّبِيُّونَ الَّذِينَ أَسْلَمُوا لِلَّذِينَ هَادُوا. That is, النَّبِيُّونَ الَّذِينَ أَسْلَمُوا. Prophets who have submitted to the will of Allah, يَحْكُمُ, they judge. Alright, لِلَّذِينَ هَادُوا, they judge by that book for the الَّذِينَ هَادُوا, that is the Yahud, the Jews. Alright, likewise, وَالرَّحْبَانِيُّونَ وَالْأَحْبَارِ. Likewise, their priests, their rabbis and priests were also judging by that book. So the point I want you to understand here is that these prophets had their own specific books, but their books only contain admonition. But in terms of halal and haram, they were all referring back to the book of Musa. And also at the end of the verse, Allah said, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Whoever does not judge by what Allah has revealed, then those are the believers. So that was how it was. The last prophet to be sent among the Bani Israel is Isa. Okay, so like I said, between Isa and Musa, there were a series of prophets. Okay, till Allah finally sent Isa. Now when Isa came, in his own book, indeed, okay, his own book did not only contain admonitions, it also contained some rulings of halal or haram, in addition to At-Tawrah. Okay, now his own halal or haram also contained some abrogations of some of the rulings in At-Tawrah. Meaning, there were things that were made haram in At-Tawrah. When Isa came, Allah made him to make those things halal. That's why in the Quran, Allah said, Isa said to his people, he said, وَلِأُحِلَّ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ. I have come to make permission for you some of the things that were made haram before you before. You understand? So his own book contained admonitions, contained certain halal and haram rulings also, in addition to judging by the At-Tawrah. Now, because he has come to abrogate some of the things that were in At-Tawrah, that was part of the reason why the Jews refused to believe in him. You understand? Because he is now coming with something contradictory to what they knew in their At-Tawrah. that was part of the reason why they disbelieved in Isa. And that was why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to give Isa miracles. Alright, lesson to prove to them that he is truly a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? This new ruling that he's coming with is not from himself. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Allah says in the verse. When he said, وَقَفَيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِ الْيُّسُ We followed him up with a succession of messengers. In other words, وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ We gave Isa, the son of Maryam, الْبَيِّنَاتِ Clear proof. Those were the miracles that Allah gave to him. You know, Allah gave him miracles to prove to his people that he is truly a prophet. Okay? You know, his people at that time were people who were into the practice of medicine. Okay? The practice of medicine. They were curing ailments and diseases and things like that. And so Allah gave him miracles that will supersede what they were doing. That is how Allah does. Okay, Prophet Musa was sent among a people whom magic was very prevalent among them. And so Allah gave him something that will supersede those magic. Alright, that was why when he threw his stick on the ground, it changed from being a stick to a snake. Unlike what the magicians were doing. When the magicians throw their own stick on the ground, it doesn't change from a stick to a snake. What they do is they bewitch the eyes of the people. The people will be seeing the stick as if it is a snake, but it's not snake, it is still the stick. That's why Allah said, Saharu a'yun an-nas. Alright, they bewitch the eyes of the people. But when they saw Musa's own, they saw that yes, this thing has changed from a stick to a snake. And also they submitted. They said, this one is part of our power. Likewise, Prophet Muhammad, he was sent among the Arabs. The Arabs were people who used to boast of eloquence in speech. Alright, there were people who were very good in writing poems, they used to boast of eloquent speech. And that was why Allah gave him what? The Quran. Alright, and Allah challenged him. If you say you are eloquent, come with something similar to the Quran, and they could not. So the same thing, Isa was sent among people who were boasting of knowledge of medicine. And that's why Allah gave him things that were to pursue their own. Okay? That was why he was able to return, give sight to the blind. You know, scholars say that during his time, he was giving sight to people that were born blind. You know, if you have sight, then later on, you lost your sight. It's easy for medicine to cure you. So, see, I'm using glass now. I think it's to make this thing big so that I can see because my eyes is reducing, alright? The sight is reducing. For somebody that was born blind, science cannot give him sight in it. Isa was able to give sight to somebody who was born blind. Do you understand? So that his own will supersede their own. Because he was able to cure people with leprosy and abra. Alright? He was able to even bring a dead person back to life. Okay? He could mold bed. He would mold bed with clay and blow air in it and the bed would stand up and become blind. Because these were things that he was able to do to prove to them that he is truly a prophet. Do you understand? To prove to these people that he was truly a prophet. Because he is coming with something that contradicts some of the things that they knew before. Okay? So Allah says, وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ Allah says, وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ Allah says, we strengthened him. We supported him with what? With the Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is Angel Jibreel. Alright? Angel Jibreel, who used to come with revelation to Isa. So Allah says, أَفَ كُلَّمَا جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُكُمْ Allah says, is it that each time a messenger comes to you, Allah is talking to the Jews, is it that each time a messenger comes to you with what yourself do not desire? It's that virtue. You become arrogant. A messenger comes telling you something that you don't like, then you become arrogant. Allah says, فَصَرِيْكَنْ كَذَّبْتُمْ Some of them, you will disbelieve in them. وَصَرِيْكَنْ تَقْتُلُونَ And some of them, you just kill them. Because they are saying to you things that yourself do not desire. That was what the Jews were doing during that time. Okay? So, once the messenger tells them what is in line with their selfish desires, they will agree. If you tell them something that is not in line with their selfish desires, they disbelieve. And if the angel is sick, if the messenger is sick, then they will go ahead and kill the prophets. So they killed so many prophets. All right, among the prophets, there were 10 to 10. All right, it was those who killed prophets. They killed Yahya. All right, they removed his head completely. All right, they killed Yahya. They attempted to kill Jesus Christ, isn't it? They tried to crucify him. Okay, and they also attempted to kill Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was why, after the Battle of Khaybar, a Jewish woman came with meat, prepared meat of ram, and brought to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knowing fully that the Prophet loved ram meat. Alright, and the Prophet took the meat, offered one of his companions, the companion took and eat. Then the Prophet also took the meat to eat, before the meat told the Prophet that, I am falling. You understand? But he had already put it in his mouth, then he removed it. Okay, the other companion died. When the woman was asked, why did you do this? She said, wanted to test whether you are fooling the Prophet. That if you are fooling the Prophet, you will not eat it. And that's why she did that. Initially, the Prophet asked her to go. Okay, being that you want to know whether I am a prophet and you have seen that truly I am a prophet, I was able to know that this meat is falling. But later the other man died, and because of that he had to be killed. Now the point is, up to the point when the prophet was about to die, he kept on saying to Aisha, he said, Ma azadu ajidu ala mutta'am alladhi akaltuhu bi Khaybar. He said, I am feeling the pain, okay, of the food I ate in Khaybar. That poison is still affecting me up to now. So they also attempted to take the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah said, "Allah was barikan taqutunu." Alright, some of them you keep on killing them. Okay, now they are not accepting anything that contradicts their selfish desire. Okay, and Allah said that is arrogant, isn't it? He said it's tashbarsu. That is arrogant. What arrogance? Arrogance is for you to reject the truth when you know it. Okay? So Allah is telling all this for us not to be like the Jews. There are people like that, even among Muslims today. When you preach to them, if what you are saying is in line with what they want to hear, they will listen and they will accept. If what you are saying is not in line with their selfish desires, they reject it. Not because they have any evidence or anything, it's just that they don't like what you are saying. And so they will not believe and they will not accept. Now that is arrogance. Alright? That is arrogance. And as a Muslim, you are not supposed to be arrogant. Okay? The Prophet of Allah used to say that لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. He will not enter paradise. Whoever has an atom weight of arrogance in his heart. So we must avoid arrogance. The Jews, when they reject this truth, what do they say? They say, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ. They said, our hearts are wrapped up. Both men, they are covered up. Our hearts are covered. They are trying to say that what you are saying, Muhammad, cannot enter into our heart because our hearts are covered up. That's why we cannot understand what you are saying. That's what they are trying to say. Allah said, no. بَلَّعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. I said, no. Rather, Allah has cursed them because of their disbelief. فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُ. So very little is what they believe in. Alright? It is because they keep on rejecting the truth, that's why Allah cursed them. Okay, here again is a warning to all of us that if you make it an attribute to reject the truth, you are like inviting the curse of Allah. The curse of Allah will come to you as a seal on your heart. Alright? That's what Allah used to say, you know, they believe, they disbelieve, they believe, they disbelieve. Allah put a seal on their heart. Do you understand? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا فَتُوبِي عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. They believe, then they disbelieve. Because of that, Allah put a seal on their heart. You get it? So when you keep on rejecting the truth, you will come to a time that even when you see the truth with your naked eye, you will not believe again. Alright? When you reach that level, Allah has put a seal on your heart. May Allah protect us from this. So Allah says, Allah has confidence. And that is why very little is what they believe in. Now.
ولما جاءهم كتاب من عند الله مصدق لما معهم وكانوا من قبل يستفتحون على الذين كفروا فلما جاءهم ما عرفوا كفروا فلعنة الله على الكافرين. بئس ما اشتروا به لهم أن يكفروا بما أنزل الله بغيا أن ينزل الله من فضله على من يشاء من عباده فباءوا بغضب على غضب وللكافرين عذاب وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا نُؤْمِنُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَيَكْفُرُونَ بِمَا وَرَاءَهُ قل لم تقتلون أنبياء الله من قبل إن كنتم
مؤمنين. نعم، الله continues to tell us about the character of the Jews. Allah said, ولما جاءهم كتاب من عند الله. Allah said, when a book from Allah came to them, the book Allah is talking about here is the Quran. ولما جاءهم كتاب من عند الله when a book from Allah came to them مصدق لما معهم confirming what was with them. The Quran came to confirm what was with them, confirm the Torah that was with them. The Quran confirmed the Torah in several ways. First, in the aspect of Tawheed. Okay? In the aspect of Tawheed, the Quran confirmed At-Tawrah. At-Tawrah invites to the worship of Allah alone. The Quran also invites to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Then in addition, At-Tawrah tells the Jews about the character or the attributes of the last prophet. Okay? In At-Tawrah they were told that Allah is going to send a prophet towards the end of time. And it went further to even tell them the quality, the attribute of that prophet, and even the characteristics of the town in which that prophet will finally settle. And that was why they knew perfectly that Allah is going to send a messenger towards the end of time. And they knew the town that that messenger is going to settle. In their Torah, they were told that that messenger is going to settle in a town that is full of date trees, domino, alright, and that was Medina. And that was why they migrated to Medina. From Jewish tribes, migrated to Medina. In Medina at that time, there was Banu Kainuka, there was Banu Nadir, there was Banu Forever. But the problem was that they were expecting that that prophet would be among them, just as they are used to. Right from Musa downwards, all the prophets have been coming from Bani Israel. Alright, so they were expecting even this last prophet, when he comes, is going to be among them. And they were so happy. Okay, they were even bragging to the Arabs in Medina. You know, they used to tell the Arabs that, you know, in Medina at that time, there were two dominant Arab tribes. You have the Aus and the Khazraj. So whenever they have any dispute or disagreement with the Aus and Khazraj, the Jews will be telling them, you people, better be careful with us. Because very soon, a prophet is going to be sent. And when he comes, we are going to join forces with that prophet and kill you people. They used to tell the Arabs like that. Okay? So they were hoping that that prophet is going to be among them, and they are going to join forces with that prophet, and they will fight the Arabs. Unfortunately, when the prophet came, it now turned out to be among the Arabs, not among them. And that was why they became angry and decided to reject the prophet. Do you understand? Not that they didn't know the prophet. They knew. In fact, the Quran says that they know him the way they know their children. يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. Alright? So, not that they don't know him. They know him, but they were angry that he was not from among them. So that's what this was telling us now. Allah says, وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ كِتَابٌ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. When a book, Okay, when a book from Allah came to them, مُصَدِّقُ لِمَا مَعْهُمْ, confirming what was with them, وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ. Allah said, before then, كَانُوا يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. They were invoking Allah to send the messenger so that they would gain victory over those who believe. يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ أَلْفَتْهُنَا لِفَاتُوا أَلْنَكُمْ. Alright, they were hoping that they were invoking Allah to bring that prophet so that they would gain victory over الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, over the disbelievers. Allah says, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمَا عَرَفُوا. But what they recognized, what they know, came to them, كَفَرُوا. They disbelieved in him. Why? Because he was not part of them. Allah says, فَلَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Because of that, Allah says, let the disbelievers be caught. Okay? So, you know, the gravity of the thing is greater when you know the truth. Alright? And you now deliberately, because of selfishness, you decide to reject it. The gravity of your sin is more. And that's why Allah says, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمَا عَرَفُوا. When what they knew, what they recognized came to them, come on, they believed. Because of that, Allah says, فَلَا عَلَىٰ 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 عَلَىٰ. Allah wants us to explain that this rejection is out of envy. Allah says, بِكْسَ مَشْكَرَوْا بِهِ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Allah says, evil is what they have sold themselves for. And yet, فُرُوا بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ, that they should disbelieve in what Allah has revealed. بَغْيًا, out of envy. بَغْيًا أَيْ حَسَدًا. Alright, out of envy. They were envious. Okay? بَغْيًا أَنْ يُنَزِّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. Out of envy that Allah should reveal, Allah should bring down His grace, okay, upon whoever He wishes among His servants. Allah says, فَضَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ عَلَىٰ غَضَبٍ. So they drew upon themselves anger upon anger, anger of Allah upon anger. Allah says, وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. For the disbelievers, there will be a disgraceful punishment. You see, here, they drew upon themselves anger upon anger. Why? Because of envy. Okay? So they drew anger upon anger. For not working with the Torah. Because the Torah told them to believe in the last prophet, isn't it? That brought anger upon them. Then, for rejecting the Quran itself, that brought another anger upon them. So that is ghadab ala ghadab, anger upon anger. The same thing when a person is envious. Hatred, envy is not good. When you envy somebody, you are going to be drawing the anger of Allah upon yourself. Anger upon anger. Because when a person is envious, when you envy somebody, number one, it makes you not to be grateful to Allah. Isn't it? And when you are saying, this person has money, I don't have. This person has a car, I don't have. Alright, and I'm angry, why should they have car? Why is it not me that has the car? Alright, this person has house, I don't have house. This person has knowledge, I don't have knowledge. And because of that, I'm angry. And then you will not appreciate Allah for what Allah has given you. Because whether you like it or not, there are things that Allah has given you that He has not given you too. But you are not looking at that. Alright? You are concentrating on the things that you have that you don't have. So because of that, you will not appreciate Allah for what Allah has given you. And not being grateful to Allah is a source of anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Isn't it? Then secondly, you are like accusing Allah of injustice. Isn't it? You understand? Why will Allah give me and not give me? That's injustice. Whereas Allah says, Allah does not do injustice, even if it's an atom weight. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. وَإِنْ تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا
Allah says He does not do injustice, even if it's an atom way. Instead, whenever you do anything good, Allah multiplies the reward for you. Allah gives you more than you deserve, but not to deprive you of what you deserve. Allah does not do that. So when you are envious of another person, you are like saying that, why did Allah give him and he's not giving me? You are like accusing Allah of injustice. This is also another reason that will make Allah to be angry with you. So an envious person draws upon himself anger upon anger. Alright, just the way the Jews drew upon themselves anger upon anger. Okay? So what I'm trying to say here is that the Jews, it's not that they don't know the prophet. They knew him, they knew he was the last prophet, they knew his qualities and attributes, yet they disbelieved. Why? Because he was not from among them. You know, so because of that, Allah says they will have a disgraceful conscience. Again, here scholars say that, you know, for them to reject the truth after knowing it is also arrogant, isn't it? Now, Allah says they will have a disgraceful conscience. Scholars say, whoever is arrogant, whoever has pride, whoever is boastful, one day you will say disgrace. And that's how it happens. Alright? And that will expose you to humiliation because of that pride that you have. We have to humble ourselves. Whatever you have, you should know that it is by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So humble yourself. Alright? If you have money, it's not because you are better than those that you don't have. Alright? If you have knowledge, it's not because you are better than those that you don't have. Whatever it is that you have, it's not because you are better than the other people. It is by Allah's grace that He chose to give it to you. So you should appreciate Allah and humble yourself. But if you continue to be proud, you continue to be arrogant, Allah will expose you to disgrace in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah protect us from this. Then Allah says, what is that? Qila lahum. This same Jews, what is that? Qila lahum. Aminu. Whenever it is said to them, aminu, believe. Aminu bima anzalallah. Believe in what Allah has revealed. Qalu, they will say, nu'minu bima unzila alayna. We will only believe in what was revealed to us. We have a Torah, that's what we are going to believe in. This one you are coming with, we are not going to believe in. Alright? Aminu bima anzalallah. Believe in what Allah has revealed. Qalu, they will say, nu'minu bima unzila alayna. We will only believe in what was revealed to us. وَيَكْفُرُونَ بِمَا وَرَعَوْا. And they disbelieve in anything that came after it. They disbelieve in the Quran. They disbelieve in Injil itself. Alright, they didn't accept Jesus Christ, so they disbelieve in it. They also disbelieve in the Quran. So, وَيَكْفُرُونَ بِمَا وَرَعَوْا. They disbelieve in anything that comes after it. Allah says, وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ. Whereas this Quran that came after the Torah, وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ. It is the truth. مُصَدِّقَ لِمَا مَعْهُمْ. Confirming what was with them. Allah says, okay, since you are saying that you are not going to believe in the Quran, you are not going to believe in what was revealed to you, Allah said to the Prophet, cool, say to them, فَلِمَا تَقْتُلُونَ أَنْبِيَا اللَّهِ مِنْ قَوْلِ. So why were you people killing the Prophet of Allah before? In كُنْتُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. If truly you are believer, why were you killing the Prophet? Is it the Torah that asked you to kill the Prophet? Do you understand? If truly they believed in the Torah and they were working with it, why were they killing the Prophet? Because each time the Prophet comes, as Allah told us before, Farikan, Tadabtum, or Farikan, Sentinel. You disbelieve in some, then you kill some. So if truly you believe in that Torah, why were you disbelieving in those prophets? Why were you killing them? For you to be killing your prophet means that even the Torah, you did not believe in it. Do you understand? So that was how the Jews were. Now,
وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة واسمعوا قالوا سمعنا وعصينا وأشربوا في قلوبهم العجل بكفرهم قل بئس ما يأمركم به إيمانكم إن كنتم مؤمنين.
نعم. Then Allah kept on reminding them of what their forefathers did. These Jews that are living right now, the prophets, they are not the ones that did the things that Allah mentioned in this next verse. It was their forefathers. Right? But Allah is reminding them, if you truly believe, where were you, you and your forefathers, where were you people always doing the wrong being. So Allah says, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مُوسَى. Indeed, Musa came to you with bayyinat, with clear proofs. Alright? Allah also gave Musa miracles. We mentioned some of them, right? He did the hand he put in his collar and brought that it became like an other miracle that Allah gave to you. So Allah says, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Indeed, Musa came to you with clear proofs. Allah says, ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. Then you took the worship of the calf after he left. You know, we explained that before in previous one. When Musa left them to go and communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was when they gathered their golden ornaments and they made a calf, a baby calf, and they started worshiping. So if they truly believe in Torah, why did they do that? Okay? So Allah said, then you took the worship of the calf after him. Wa antum zalimun, while you were wrongdoers, you were unjust to yourselves. Because by worshiping the calf, they were doing shirk, and shirk is injustice. So Allah says, وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ, while you were wrongdoers, you were doing injustice. Allah says, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ. Also remember, when we took your covenant, when we made an agreement with your forefathers, وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ, and we raised the mountain above them. We explained that before. Alright, when they refused to act, to walk with the Torah, Allah raised the mountain above them. Allah says, if you don't walk with the Torah, we are going to release this mountain upon you. And that was when they all fell down in prostration and decided to worship Allah. So Allah says, وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ, we raised the mount over you, and we said to these people, خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ. Hold fast, hold on to what we are giving you, the Quwwah, firmly. Hold on to the Torah strongly. وَاسْمَعُوا, and hear the word of Allah. Hold on to the Torah and hear the word of Allah. قَالُوا, they said, سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا, that we have heard, but we disobey. Unlike the Muslims, we Muslims, what do we say? سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. We have heard and we obey. That's how a Muslim should be. But the Jews, theirs is سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. We hear, but we disobey. We disobey. Alright? Allah says, وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُودِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Allah says, the love of the calf, the baby calf, was engraved in their heart, بِكُفْرِهِمْ, because of their disbelief. There's so much love to worship the calf, alright? Because of their disbelief. Like they only say to them, بِكْسَ مَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِهِ إِمَانُكُمْ. Allah says, evil. Alright? Evil is what your faith enjoins you to do in kuntum mu'minin, if you are believers. If you say you people are believers, you believe in your Torah, and what your Torah is asking you to do, or what your own type of faith is telling you to do, is to commit shirk, is to disobey Allah, is to reject the book, then this is an evil faith. Okay, that's what Allah is telling them. بِسَّمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِهِ إِيمَانُكُمْ. If this is your own type of faith, then how evil is this type of faith in kuntum mu'minin, if you are believers? So, you cannot be claiming to be a believer, and your actions contradict what you are claiming. Just as some Muslims today will tell you, the Prophet said, "Attaqu hazna," isn't it? It is faith is here, faith is here, and you are doing evil. You are committing sin, and you say that attaqu here. Only God knows who is who fears sin. Is that what people say? Now only God knows the heart. Yes, only God sees the heart. Quite right. Nobody sees the heart, isn't it? Only God judges the heart. But if truly there is iman in the heart, it will show in other parts of the body. Isn't it? That's why the Prophet says, إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. Alright, there is a flesh in the body. If it is good, if it is upright, the entire body will be good. وَإِذَا فَسَدَ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. And if it is bad, the entire body will be bad. Say, أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. That is the heart. So if truly there is iman here, we should see, alright, in your action, in your statement and your action. But you cannot be claiming there is faith here, and then what you are doing and what you are saying contradicts that. If that is your own type of iman, Allah says, بِسَّمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِهِ إِيمَانُكُمْ. This type of iman is an evil iman. Or that is not the type of iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoins us to do. Now, listen.
وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوْهُ مبداً بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين. ولتجدنهم أحرص الناس على حياة ومن الذين أشركوا يود أحدهم لو يعمر ألف سنة وما هو بمزحزحه من العذاب أن يعمر والله بصير بما يعملون.
نعم. Then Allah said, قل إن كان مثلاً فتلبس إن كانت لكم الدار الآخرة عند الله. If at all the home of the hereafter with Allah is for you people, خالصة especially for you من دون الناس, not for any other person among the people. If the home of the hereafter, the home of the hereafter here is paradise. Okay, you know the Jews used to claim that they are special people. Yes, they say they are special people. They are the children of Allah. وقالوا نحن أبناء الله وأحبه. So we are the children of Allah, we are the loved ones of Allah. In fact, Allah said, they said, وقالوا لن يدخل الجنة
إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى تلك أمانيهم قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين.
No. Said, nobody will enter paradise except you are a Jew or a Christian. لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى. Allah says this is just their wishful thinking. Till the Amani Yuhu. It's just their own wishful thinking. So here the, Allah is telling the Prophet to challenge them. Okay? In kanat lakum ad-darul akhirah. If the home of the hereafter that is with Allah, in the Allah is for you, khalisan, especially for you people, min dunya, apart from others, then fatamannawul mawta. Then wish for them. In kuntum sadiqin, if you are Christian. Why is that nobody wants to die? It's not because we don't know where we're going. Are we? If you know that if you die, you are going to fall out. Oh, what are you doing here? If you want to discover the other things, is the other company killing more than me? You're not going to die now, are we? And just go and relax and enjoy all the pleasures of the hereafter. So, Allah is saying that if you say that paradise is for you alone, especially for you, nobody else who has made paradise, then wish for them. Okay? In Qutum Sadiqin, if you are truthful. Alright, some scholars of Tafsir interpret this verse the way I have just interpreted it. Alright? Saying that it's wish for them. Okay? If they are truthful. But Ibn Kathir in his Tafsir says, no, that's not the proper interpretation of this verse. The proper interpretation according to Ibn Kathir is this verse is the same thing as Ayatul Mubahala. It's like a challenge asking them to, you know, take an oath. It's like Allah is saying to the Prophet, call them out. Let us come out and let us invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take the life of whoever is telling lies among us. Right? You are claiming to be on the right path. I am claiming to be on the right path. Then let us come out and sincerely invoke Allah to cause whoever is lying among us to die. Do you understand? Because if it is just ordinary to wish for death, even the Muslims don't wish to die. Isn't it? Even us as Muslims that we believe that we are the one on the right path, do you want to die, right? So the Jews can say that, oh, why are you saying that we wish for death? You need to wish for death now. I mean, you don't want to die. Of course. And of course, because that the person believes does not necessarily mean that the person should wish for death. Because you want to live long to do more good, isn't it? The Prophet said, the best of you is he who lives long and does righteous deeds, isn't it? So everybody will wish to live long and do more righteous deeds. So you have greater rank in paradise. So, as far as people can be this concerned, it will not be right to interpret the verse as just asking them to wish for death. Rather, the verse was actually asking the Prophet to tell them to invite them out. to invoke Allah. Let us invoke Allah between us and you. Whoever is lying, let us invoke Allah to take that person's life. Just the way the Prophet did with the Nasar. Alright, in Surah Al-Ma'id and in Surah Al-Imran. Alright, Allah says, فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ
فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلِ تَعَالَوْا نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِي فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ.
Now, this verse that Allah Almighty quoted is in Surah Al-Imran. The verse was talking about what happened between the Prophet and some Christians who came to him from Medina. Alright, they came to Medina, they came to the Prophet, and they had a dialogue with the Prophet concerning the reality of Prophet Isa. Who is Prophet Isa? Is he God? Is he the Son of God? Alright, did he die? Did he come back and things like that? And after the Prophet tried to make them understand the true identity of Isa, being a Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and explained everything to them, they still disagree. So Allah said to the Prophet, tell them, فَمَا أَلَّهُ فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. Whoever agrees with you after what we have revealed to you of knowledge, then فَقُولْ, say, تَعَالَ, come, نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا, we will call our own children, وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ, you to call your children, وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ, we call our women out, you to call your women out, وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ, we ourselves to come out, you yourself come out, ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِي, then we invoke Allah. فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. Let us invoke Allah to put a curse on whoever is telling lies. They ran away. Alright? Because they knew that if they took that challenge, all of them would die. Negative. So the same thing, Allah is telling the Prophet to pose the same challenge to the Jews. And after Allah says, وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوْهُ أَبَدًا. They will never wish for it. Alright? Why? The Ma'akad Jamat Aydin, because of what their hands have sent for, because of their deeds, they knew that they have disbelieved. Okay, so they will never agree to that. Allah says, Wallahu Alimun Bizalimin. Allah is the all-knower of the wrongdoer. Allah knows them very well. Allah says, Walla tajidannahum ahrasa al-nasi ala hayat. Allah says, you will find them to be the people who are more greedy for life. They don't want to die. They are the most greedy people for life. Allah says, وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. They are even more greedy than the polytheists. Alright? Then that they are angry, they are people of the scriptures, they even have greed to live, even more than the polytheists who do not have any revelation. Okay? Allah says, وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Allah says, يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ. Each one of them will wish, لَوْ يُعَمَّرُوا أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ, will wish he would be given a life of 1,000 years. But Allah says, وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَحْزِهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ أَنْ يُعَمَّرُ. Even if he is given such a long life, that will not save him from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُ. Allah is the all-seer of what they do. So, Allah says they are so greedy for life. They don't want to die. Like they would wish to even live for 1,000 years. But even if they live for 1,000 years, their final abode will be the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they are disbelieved. You know, in one of the hadith of the Prophet, we'll stop here inshallah, I will conclude with this hadith. In that hadith, the Prophet said, on the day of judgment, he said, Allah will bring a person from the people of this world who was the person that had the most enjoyment among the believers. Okay? While he was in this world, he enjoyed life to the fullest. He never experienced any sufferings, even once. You know, people that were born with golden spoon. From childbirth, he became old. Then when he died, he was in enjoyment. Everything was available. Allah says they will bring such a person, and Allah will dip him into hellfire. Just one. And take him out. You understand? Yep. Like you are out. Then they will ask him, have you ever enjoyed life before? You will say, I don't even know what to call enjoyment. You understand? Meaning just half second, or how would I describe it? One simple moment in hellfire will make you forget all the enjoyment in this life. You understand?
Yes.
Likewise, they will come with the person who lives the most wretched life in this world. Now it's your papa. You understand? The person that suffered most from when they gave birth to him, he was suffering. Look at this. He died, he was suffering. But he was among the believers. Alright, they believe. Allah said they will give him into paradise. Just one moment, I'll take him out. And they will ask him, have you ever suffered in life? What is suffering? You understand? They'll be asking, what do you mean by suffering? And they'll be like, what? Yes. That's the pleasure, the enjoyment in paradise will make you forget everything. You understand? So, what I want to say is, no matter how long a person lives, alright, I'm not saying that they wish to live for 1,000 years, no matter how long you live, if you do not live your life based on the teachings of Islam, that enjoyment will be useless on the day of judgment. Allah says in the Quran, in verse Shu'ara, أَفَرَ عَيْتَ إِنْ مَتَّعْنَاهُ
الْفِنِينَ.
Look at it, what do you think? If we make them enjoy life for years, alright, مَتَّعْنَاهُمْ سِنِينَ ثُمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُعَدُونَ, then that promise of death comes to them. Allah says, مَا أَدْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ. All the enjoyment will use them, alright, it will not benefit them, it will not save them from the punishment of Allah. So we must try to live according to the teachings of Islam. That is the only thing that will save us on the day of judgment. May Allah make it for all of us. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanallahi la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bani Israel are the descendants of Prophet Yaqub, and Prophet Yaqub is grandson of Prophet Ibrahim. That person that another method in the Quran is not Prophet Ibrahim. It's not true that it's important. So it's just a righteous man, but it's not Prophet Ibrahim.
They testified that when they left the prophet, they went out. Alright, so I'm not to feel on the heart. But in regard to the issue of somebody committing sin, repent than to go back to sin again. We are all human beings. Do you understand? We are all human. Nobody is perfect. Okay? Nobody is perfect. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to forgive. So long as each time you repent sincerely. Okay? There are some people, they don't repent sincerely. They will don't say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, but in their mind, they are, even as they are saying the astaghfirullah, they are preparing for the next one. This is not sincere repentance. Tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. It has to be sincere repentance. That's why in our Ahl al-Ribu, it says, wasyurut tawbah, right? It's condition. Number 15. But an-najmu ala ma'bah. You have to regret. You show that be unhappy that you have committed that sin. Alright? Then, وَالْعَجْمُ أَنْ لَا يَعُوْمُ. You have to make that determination that you will not go back. Because, so, if these conditions of tawbah are fulfilled, Allah will forgive. If for time later you still fall back, alright? Still repent again. Allah will still forgive. So long that they are sincere repentance. Continue to struggle with your heart like that. Do you understand? Because nobody is perfect. In fact, Allah used to say, before he used to say that, Allah said that if you don't commit sin, Allah will be destroyed you and take people who will commit sin so that you will forgive them. Because Allah is the most forgiving, isn't it? So, he is ready to forgive so long as we repent, we repent sincerely. In fact, if you commit a sin and you repent sincerely, then not fall back into it again. That is when Shaitan will even try to play on your person. So that will tell you that it means you are not people. So just forget about it and just continue. Alright? Try to be Shaitan and still repent yourself. And be determined not to go back. With that, gradually Allah will help you till your heart will become upright. Do you understand? It takes time for somebody to become upright. Like one of the five predecessors, Sufyan al-Thawri, he used to say, he said, I fought with my heart for 20 years till it became upright. Yes. Alright, so continue to fight, that is struggle. Alright, continue to struggle with the heart. May Allah make our hearts upright. Taking food. Allah says that we should not play with food. Alright, the food is not something that we should play with. You understand? Mm-hmm. But sometimes one may need to take food to establish the authenticity of what he's saying. Alright? But that is different from the food that I was talking about. Al-Mubahala. Al-Mubahala is when there is dispute between truth and falsehood. That's how the reason is concerned. Do you understand? Uh-huh. When there's dispute between, for example, Muslims and non-Muslims, or when there's dispute between Ahlul Sunnah and Ahlul Bidah, we say this is the true teaching of Islam, we say that is us. So okay, let us invoke Allah, let us take our oath and invoke Allah to put a curse on whoever is lying. That is different. Okay, that is different. But normal oath, right? One can take oath in order to strengthen what he's saying. Do you understand? And it does not require holding the Quran. You understand? It does not require holding the Musa. I just take hold, no more. That's necessarily holding the Musa. So it allows, if you know you are truthful, right? But Allah discourages us from playing with food. Right? Don't play with food. That's not it. It's to make them to fear Allah. So do they fear Allah? Fear Allah? If they are holding the Quran on that ground, he's planning on how to feed the Muslims. What does it say? And it's not like the Muslims. Both the Muslims and the people that are holding the Bible and Quran, they don't believe. They don't believe it for me that I'm believing. So it's just it's our own way of doing this, but sometimes it's just because they have to be Sharia. And I don't need to hold any Quran to take any oath. You can't just take and talk like that. They do it to promise they will hear God. Just like the cop. If you go to the court before you present your testimony, you know, they want you to hold the Quran. you understand? I'm telling you to swear that what I'm going to say is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Well, I'm not okay, go after this. Does that come to you that something like before the job? That's not something for No, 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 no,